I don't know. Ice is, to me, is way worse.
Oh, it's way worse than snow, because you can deal with snow, but ice is like, you know, you don't see it, and you're sliding all over. Yeah.
Exactly. You got a four-wheel vehicle. Yeah. Like, oh, that's great. That gets you going. It doesn't help you stop.
No, it doesn't help with the ice.
Yeah. Once you're moving, you can't stop.
But, you know, when it gets really cold, the thing everyone has to do is post the picture from their phone. We have to have all the pictures of everyone going to Aldi and Kroger and Publix and seeing all the empty shelves.
Yep. Unless you want, like, really healthy things. You
right.
can't find food.
But, you know, if you're snowed in, you don't want to have, you know, Brussels sprouts.
No.
You want, you know, Funyuns and beer and
exactly.
whiskey and beef jerky.
Fudge. Yeah.
You want stuff, you know, they say, this could be my last day on Earth.
This is the theme.
Like you, all of us are thinking, what's going to happen? It's a matter of how much, and snow is awful, but ice is worse.
People are just, they're going nuts, and I think the Kroger advertising really worked.
Yeah.
Come to Kroger! You will survive! Eat our food so you can stay alive!
The shelves are bare.
Yeah, it looks like you know when they walk into a supermarket on The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
you know you expect to see Sheriff Rick walking around through the empty aisles.
It's empty. There's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah. I actually thought about getting a flu shot yesterday. I was going to go by Kroger, and I couldn't even find a parking spot. It was slammed.
It's one of those like self-fulfilling prophecies, like, oh, I might need some food because we might not be able to get out for several days, and I want to get there before everybody else, which is what everybody thinks,
right.
And then everybody's going to the store and then guaranteeing that there will be no food.
Yeah, everything looks like the toilet paper aisle during COVID.
I think everybody, if you settled, you'd eat the food you haven't been eating for
right,
a while that's
right.
been sitting in your cupboard.
The ones are like, oh, I could either donate this to the Cub Scouts or eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
The stuff that you say, well, I'll get around to that eventually.
But how are you going to cook it?
Yeah.
If you don't have power, you can't microwave it. You can't use a stove. You can't use your air fryer.
Who wants some ice cold Hoppin' John? Yay!
Maybe if you got a grill.
Yeah.
Our grill died. We didn't buy a new one last year, so we're not even grill people.
Yeah.
I've got like this battery that you can plug stuff into. It's like the size of a car battery.
Right.
It can like hold a charge and charge things up for a while. But
that's cool.
I'm going to plug a, you know, pancake griddle into that thing.
We got
20 minutes before the
power runs
out.
Thinking about what we might watch if we're snowed in. So I've been like stockpiling stuff that I want to watch. You know, like I got classic stuff like Spaceballs and Coming to America.
What are you going to watch if there's no power?
I watch on my laptop. My laptop has an old disc player in it, so.
But that'll last you a couple hours.
Yeah, so.
The rest of you are like, well, it's a blank screen, but still pretty good.
Quit harshing my mellow, Jim.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood.
So on the TV show Stranger Things, Nancy and Jonathan are a couple. And now we've come to find out that the actors that play them, Natalia Dyer and Charlie Heaton, are also a couple in real life.
Aww.
And while that's adorable, they may have taken inspiration from the people that look just like them on the TV show. You see, long before these two became a couple, their body stunt doubles on the set of Stranger Things fell in love. So Jessica and Trevor, they look like those actors, and they step in for them whenever there needs to be stunts. Those two actors fell in love.
That's sweet.
And they've been married for 4 years now.
Very cool.
So maybe they were the inspiration for Nancy and Jonathan getting together in real life.
See, something good does happen in Hawkins, Indiana.
That's right. It's not all monsters and apocalypses.
Right. If you want to see, especially what the body doubles look like, it's kind of cool. You can check out the Woody and Jim Show on Facebook or 93.3.
Got to be careful out there right now. We have fog. Heavy fog.
Heavy fog pretty much everywhere.
And I was seeing from some of the local meteorologists say freezing fog is a thing. Really? I mean, it's getting biblical at this point. What are we not getting in Middle Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we got fog that's going to freeze. Uh-huh. We've got snow. We've got ice. Extreme cold.
Yeah. We're going to have the locusts kind of come next.
Yeah. Circle the things from the Bible as we watch them hit Middle Tennessee.
And the rivers will flow with blood. It's all expected in the next few days.
I want to complain about something.
Okay.
But I don't want to complain about it. Okay. All right. It's driving me nuts.
Okay.
But I feel bad because I don't want people to think I'm making fun of somebody's terrible situation. Okay. Because it's driving me nuts. And I've seen it 5 times a morning before work for the past 2 months. And it's just like, it drives me crazy. If I talk about it, people are going to say, you're mean.
Well,
but I think it needs to be addressed.
Since you brought it up, obviously you've got to talk about it. I mean, it's like when somebody says, don't ask me, you know, you'll always ask.
So there's this woman and her husband died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's like, every time I click on a news story, her video, I have to sit through the video she's doing for an insurance company before I get to see what I clicked on. Right. So
okay.
I see this every morning over and over and over. And you know, she's talking about a terrible situation of how, like, you know, her husband died and she's got a family.
Yeah.
But she up-talks through the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
She does nothing but up-talk. So at the end of every sentence, she goes up like this.
You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage.
You can get coverage and then you can get the money. End a sentence on a down note. Just once. You're leaving me hanging in the air constantly.
But you're really kind of burying the lead here, Jim.
Yeah.
It's really mean of you to make fun of a woman who's just lost her husband.
Maybe he was the only thing helping her end her sentence.
Right.
On a down note.
Right. Her entire life is a down note now, Jim. How dare you make fun of this woman?
You just made me say what it was bothering me.
Okay.
I told you, I don't want to talk about it. Now you're making fun of me for talking about it.
All right, I do feel partially responsible. Woody and Jim in the morning, it's time to do that gender wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Trees eradicated or pruned back, they can help you out with anything with a good price. Visit them online at localtreefellers.com.
Tree Fellers.
We got Charnel for the ladies in Mount Juliet. We got David in Goodlettsville for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Let's get your level of storm panic on a scale of 1 to 10. Charnel, where are you at?
Probably a 2 because Nashvillians don't know how to drive.
People don't drive well in Nashville even on dry pavement.
That's
so
true.
You know, we'll see what happens.
I count myself among them.
Oh, yeah.
David, what about you? Give us your level of winter storm panic.
Smack dab in the middle because I'm a 44-year-old Nashville native.
Okay.
I prepared for 8 inches of snow and we got nothing. And I prepared for nothing and we got 8 inches. So
okay. Yeah.
I go right in the middle.
You're good either way.
That's kind of how it goes. Yeah. All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's go.
Okay. Multiple choices. How we start, Chanel. Are Nashville Sounds the minor league baseball affiliate of the Yankees, the Brewers, or the Dodgers?
Brewers.
The Brewers.
Nice.
That's right.
Yes.
Good job. Well done.
Okay. David, is Sam Edelman a TV chef, a shoe designer, or an HGTV host?
I just failed my Medicare memory test, so bear with me. I'm going HGTV.
HGTV is not right.
No.
Shoe designer.
No. You failed the cognitive test. Sorry.
Oh, no. I also have neuropathy, so shoes aren't really a good thing for me.
Okay, all right.
So there's a reason he doesn't wear shoes.
All right, you can take a big lead here, Charnel. What company sells the Silverado pickup truck?
Chevy.
That's
right.
Okay, you got a 2-0 lead. That means, David, you got to get this one. Stay in the game.
David,
oh, good Lord.
How is gazpacho different from other soups?
I'm also on Ozempic, so I don't eat.
He's got an excuse for every question. I love it.
I don't wear shoes and I don't eat.
Is it thicker?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Thicker.
Like, oh, is it thicker? No. No, it's not thicker.
No, it's served cold.
It's cold. It's cold soup. It's what we all be eating if we lose power. It's cold soup.
Yeah, and winning is a dish best served cold for Charnel. Congratulations. I'm a champion. Good job, Charnel. You've got tickets to go see the Human League and Soft Cell when they play the Opry House this June.
Okay, well, good luck with your diet and your shoes, David. We'll hope you'll play again soon.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you're looking for a historical perspective to maybe predict what's going to happen with the weather coming up this weekend, over the last 25 years, we've had four storms of 6 to 8 inches. So, and they've all been in January.
Oh.
That's any indication? Maybe that's what's coming.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's kind of our history.
Yeah.
For at least a quarter century there.
Yeah, they're expecting it late Friday night and into the weekend. But there could be some traffic tie-ups tomorrow, Friday, because the Metro Nashville Police Department is going to be removing all the abandoned cars on the sides of the road to make room for all the snow plows and the salt trucks. So,
is that a big problem? Are we just like inundated with abandoned cars everywhere?
Oh, I-24 has a bunch of them. I drive by them every morning on the way to work and go like, oh, they still haven't done anything with that one.
They ran out of gas while sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
People just, I'm going to walk home.
Yeah. Get a free tow. That's nice.
Exactly. Thoughts and well wishes to Phil Collins. He is not doing all that well with health problems right now. I guess he's not able to walk. He's got COVID, and he's got all kinds of other things from long-standing health issues. I guess he's got a 24-hour nurse to help him right now.
So, oh, wow.
Well wishes to him, and hopefully he can have a speedy recovery out of this.
Yeah, hopefully he'll make it through that. My girlfriend and I, we have our new rescue dog, Lucy. Doberman, she's very, you know, they always say Dobermans are like mean and vicious, but no, they're just big goofs.
Yeah.
They're just big goofs. But what she likes to do is she's a mouser. She will catch mice because a lot of times, you know, we'll have mice running around the backyard. Or sometimes hiding in the gas grill in the backyard.
Oh, okay. So that's her sport.
Yeah. So she'll nose the grill when she goes out there, and sometimes a mouse will come out. And so she has to attack it and chase it down. And sometimes tries to bring it in the house.
Oh, yeah. She's very proud of it. Yeah. Probably wants to show you. Look what I did.
It's a gift. Look what I did.
Look what I bring in.
Last night, I'm getting ready for bed about 8:30, you know, because we have to get up so early. And I hear my girlfriend go, ah, Lucy, no! And I realize, okay, something's happened. So I come out, and she dropped a dead mouse on the kitchen floor. Would you go get it and throw it away? And so I go into the kitchen, and I look around. And I don't see a mouse.
Ooh, it so wasn't maybe, a dead mouse, was
maybe
it?
Maybe it wasn't quite so dead.
Oh, man. Then you're going, well, where is it?
It'll turn up eventually, probably.
So you still don't know?
So, yeah. So it's
it's somewhere? Could come out at any moment? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it might surprise us anytime. And, you know, we have a cat, Moira. But she's a indoor cat, so I don't think she ever even seen a mouse. So I don't even know if she'd know what to do with it.
I think the instincts would kick in.
Yeah, yeah.
She's probably seen enough cartoons to know what cats do.
She's sitting smoking a cigarette in her litter box watching cartoons going, yeah, if that ever comes up, I'm going after it. What are we doing today?
So I've got to run some errands. I'm still debating. I don't want to pull the trigger on buying a grill in case we don't have power so I can cook stuff. But I don't feel like spending the money, which is always classic Jim.
You could buy one of those like tiny little hibachis.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because if I want to spend the money, I want it on something I want to use and keep.
Oh, okay.
Not a disposable grill. What are you doing?
I'm getting a haircut today because I want to look nice, you know, maybe by Tuesday when they find my body in a snowdrift after I've been attacked by wolves.
Okay.
I want to look my best. So okay. That's what I'm doing today. Because, you know, as soon as it starts snowing, everybody's backyard will be filled with wolves.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know that's what happens.
Guaranteed. We have a chance of 6 to 8 inches of wolves.